1978. It's the title track from Chicago's Hot Streets album. First album that they recorded that they gave a title instead of a number two, but really it was the 12th album and will always be the 12th album in my mind. That was Robert Lamb's song, Hot Streets. And before that, from the third album, which is my favourite Chicago album, just like the first album, Chicago Transit Authority, is like supreme beyond, except that the third album I like a little bit more, but I love them all so much. At the Sunrise, that was something you would never have heard before. I just know you wouldn't, unless you're a Chicago fan like me and play the third album a lot. How many of you are out there, Chicago fans, who would play the third album a lot? That's the album with the flag on the cover and a great full-size poster inside, if you had the vinyl version, of the band all dressed up in camouflage war gear as though they're in Vietnam. They were very anti-Vietnam, my boys. Yeah, that's your Chicago spot for this morning, for now. It's 26 minutes to 8 o'clock, 99.9 Bay FM. Debbie does breakfast for you. It's from the Beautiful Eagles album, Long Road Out of Eden. Here is the second most beautiful song on it, which, if you haven't already heard, you simply must stop and listen to now. This is The Centre of the Universe. Very early Electric Light Orchestra from their album On the Third Day. I think that was 1973. And Showdown, a song I have long liked. According to the ridiculously over-the-top detailed, like no other website, jefflynsongs.com, which analyses every ELO song in the most minute detail, Mark Bolan of T-Rex was at the session where Showdown was recorded, and he played on several ELO tracks at the time, but he did not play on Showdown itself. Instead, Jeff borrowed Mark's 1953 Gibson Firebird guitar to play over the instrumental break. Information you needed to know. On 99.9 Bay FM, Debbie Does Breakfast, it's 17 minutes to 8 o'clock. It's time for some community service announcements.